This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 13. The stones will cry out. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 19. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." This month, we've been discovering that there are many ways the Bible uses word pictures about rocks and stones. Rocks are symbolic of God's character and of our character. In our reading from Luke today, Jesus talks about stones that will cry out. But it's worth asking, which stones? And what are they saying? If we read this passage carefully, we'll see that Jesus was riding on a colt on a road coming down the Mount of Olives. It's possible that Jesus pointed to the stones along the road while he was talking, emphasizing how all of creation points to his power and authority. If the religious leaders would not let Jesus' followers praise him, then even the creation itself would cry out. And in its own way, it already does. Jesus may also be referring to the stones of the walls of Jerusalem. For as he approaches the city, he weeps over it and predicts that enemies will tear its walls down. This may be an echo of Habakkuk 2, verses 11 to 12, which says, "The stones of the wall will cry out. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice." Jesus defended people who were powerless and oppressed, and he was declaring that one day his authority will be made known and the structures of oppressive societies will come crashing down. Then, all of creation will join together to proclaim Jesus as Lord of all. Pray with me. Lord and Savior, all power and authority belong to you. Bring down evil and let justice prevail. We praise your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.